can see things as they really are in their essence, just the way God would see things, not the way we see things. Moreover, the philosopher is a figure, very much we saw this with Ayer, but also with Kant and the others, who wants to stand up in his ivory tower in the philosophy department, look around the university and say, oh, you know, the stuff they're saying in the English department, it's a lot of nonsense. I know. I'm a philosopher. What they're doing in the science department, that's just fine. That's good. Historians, be a bit more like the scientists. As if he had this sort of metacultural role to criticize everything around him because he knows the nature of truth. He knows the nature of reality. He's seen into the bottom of representation. So the goal of such a philosopher is to stand above all of the other high cultural disciplines and tell them what's meaningful and what isn't. What's legitimate, what is not. And this is very much like Plato's philosopher king, isn't it? Right? Plato's philosopher king is going to go around and tell the poets, you can say this, but that poem you have, it's not allowed. Go away. Right? So literally, the modern philosopher would judge all the moves of all of the players in the high culture and decide on the basis of his epistemological criteria which are legitimate and which are bogus. Right? He would then be, as it were, the commissar of high culture. In the modern epic, what this means is that the architectonic cultural role that was held by religion in the medieval period, right, and that finally, after several generations, was replaced in the Enlightenment by the scientist, right, this was the architectonic, fully human discipline, is now, at least according to its own self-conception, since the Kantian epistemological turn, held by philosophy, right? What was once the high priest of humanity being a priest, then became a scientist, is now the logical positivist or the philosopher who discusses the nature of truth. Rorty argues that what we have, therefore, is not really a secular culture at all. Because secularism is not replacing religion with science, or science with philosophy, but doing away with architectonic disciplines in the first place. A truly secular culture will have no architectonic disciplines, but will instead allow free play between all the various disciplines and fields, between all the aspects of culture. There will not be a propensity to say, well, you know, literature, that just expresses feelings. Rather, you'll say, no, literature has its place, and it's wonderful, and we should read it. Philosophy has its, science has its own role, history has a role, and none of these trump the other. There is no one that gets to the bottom of things. They each have their functions. Right? No one is the queen of all of the sciences. I want then to turn to another text he wrote called Consequences of Pragmatism. In Consequences of Pragmatism, Rorty argues that pragmatism is the ultimate enemy of philosophy with a capital P, in both its metaphysical and its positivistic slash analytical phases. In fact, he's very clear about this because he says, you know, we pragmatists are the ultimate enemies of the metaphysicians. The positivists think they are. But we'll show that they too are metaphysical. We're the ultimate opponents. And his point is, and it's an extremely pragmatic move, philosophy has spent the last 2,000 years trying to come up with a theory of truth, correspondence theory, coherence theory, any other theory. And he says it's not impossible that you could come up with such a theory, but it is a fact that you haven't come up with one that wasn't trivial. Everything you've had to say so far about the theory of truth has turned out to be either wrong, and demonstrably so, or if it wasn't wrong, completely trivial and cliched, something you could have found from anyone on a street corner. That's not to say that in 100 years you won't come up with it. I can't prove that. But rather, you haven't yet. You've had 2,000 years. Isn't it time to just change the subject? Right? Might it not be the case that this is just not a very fruitful topic of conversation?